takes insurance and is dedicated solely to testosterone therapy. Epic Health, behind Chili's on Rodney Parham in Little Rock.
Welcome back. Justin Acri joined by Wally Hall in a special appearance today. I like getting you first in the week.
I like this.
Yeah. So, but now it's going to be like, you know, normally I let Trey kind of warm you up and kind of get you settled in, and then we do all the important stuff on Wednesday. Now, I'm kind of the setup man today. Trey's going to be the closer. We'll see if he's got anything.
We're discussing some pretty important stuff.
Well, there's no question. We're going to talk about Twitter coming up in a minute. We're joined by Mike from Epic Health as well. We
Good
appreciate
morning,
him.
Gents. Good to be here.
Mike is a little blue today, not quite as blue as the screen was over the weekend during a certain football game. But a little disappointment yesterday from your boys up in Kansas City. But I do have to give a special game ball to my man, Andy Reid. Very impressive start to his time in Kansas City.
It is, and of course, Andy's a Cowboy killer. Has more Cowboy victories than any coach in Cowboy history. So it's never fun to see him on the other side. He hadn't got any smaller, that's for sure. It looked like he ate a couple of cheerleaders before he started the game.
Wow. Not a couple of Kansas City cheerleaders. You know, they're bigger than most. But
yeah.
Yeah, maybe he's been so focused on getting his team prepared to beat the Cowboys, he hasn't had time to get on the treadmill.
Hit the mill or run some stairs.
Hey, here's an idea, Andy. Maybe you could multitask.
Yeah.
But
no, he made him, I mean.
Could be worse. It could be Charlie Weiss, and he could be fat and losing.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So there's that.
Now, he knows how to beat that team, and, you know, I don't know. I don't understand vertical. Instead of going vertical, I don't understand going horizontal with your pass plays. 3-4 times in a row. I don't understand. You got a potential MVP receiver that you have in man-to-man coverage that you throw into the cluster instead of going man-to-man and the outshore fade. I don't know. There's just some weird decisions being made. I don't know if it's Romo making them. I don't know if it's offensive coordinator making them. But for a Cowboy fan, you think it's, well, maybe it's the coaches. Maybe it's the owner. Maybe it's, and then maybe it's Romo. Who knows? It's just so disappointing to have all that money and talent and, you know.
Well, I will say this. You saw the Broncos yesterday validate their victory over the Ravens with a big win over the Giants in the Manning Bowl, a game that didn't turn out to be especially competitive. And the Giants have now turned it over 10 times in two games. Maybe that says a little less about the Dallas victory, a game they held on to win when they forced 6 turnovers, than anything else. So
of course, look at the score of the Denver game forcing turnovers versus the Cowboy game. I mean, that says right there.
You know, another thing, I'll give a game ball, too, to a guy that will live in infamy for Razorback fans, Trenton Holiday, who had a return for a touchdown yesterday. He got cut in the offseason. Now he's doing it for Denver as if they didn't have enough issues already for other people. Now he's returning kicks for touchdowns as well. This guy, or punt, I guess, yesterday. But he is, we'll never forget that 80-yard touchdown run by Darren McFadden. Arkansas kicks off back at War Memorial Stadium, and he takes it and goes the distance to dash any hopes of a comeback in that game. But he's still getting it done, that dirty dog.
And how about game balls for the little guy? Russell Wilson. I mean, come on. Are you going to talk about legitimizing your football team?
Yeah.
You have the 49ers who destroy your season, your Super Bowl champs, and then the Seahawks made them look like amateurs. I mean, it wasn't even Kaepernick couldn't do a thing. I mean, it was embarrassing.
It was. I knew the Packers. I do want to give a game ball to the 49ers, though, for this, in that they got the Packers ready for their game this week. Because somebody said, do you think the Packers will win this week? And I said, yeah, because they're playing Kaepernick light. With all due respect to RG3, he ain't playing at the same level, and he doesn't maybe throw it quite as well.
He's like RG1.5 right now. I
mean, and the fact that Kaepernick's playing at the highest level. And, I mean, after running around chasing that dude all day, a guy they clearly have issues with for a number of reasons.
What was the surgery RG3 had?
ACL, MCL. I mean, he had full knee reconstruction. They took bone from one knee and put it.
No doubt it's bothering
him. Well, I mean, if you watch him plant, he actually jumps forward with every throw. He's not driving back into that back foot at all.
Quarterback guru, Mike. I like it.
I mean,
well, here's the other thing. He played no preseason games.
None.
He's still shaking the rust off.
He's in the preseason as far as he's concerned. Yeah.
Which, again, you know, I understand both sides of it. You want to be careful, and you hate to see a guy. You got a twofold issue there. You got one is you don't want to get him hurt in the preseason, and the other one is you got to get him ready for the season.
Yeah.
It's hard to do that in scrimmages, apparently. It ain't working for them. Let's get a quick call in from Tom here, and we got a couple of things we want to hit on. Tom, how are you?
I'm good.
What's up?
Totally off the subject of football, but since I had to waste over to friend's house at watching football, I had to waste time watching the Canelo Alvarez Floyd Mayweather. Mm-hmm. He definitely deserves a jockstrap.
Which one?
Alvarez.
Oh, I thought you meant your friend for buying the fight. Okay.
I've actually gotten the bigger jockstrap. because what a waste of time and money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got exactly what you expected, right? I mean, if you would have told me what do I think is going to happen, I would have said, well, I think Mayweather's going to carefully go about his business and win most every round, and then he's going to take the victory and $45 million initially and walk out. And that's exactly what happened.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. Here's the deal. If you're fighting a guy, here's the other thing, too. Appreciate the call, Tom. If they're billing a fight, have you ever seen a fight in your entire life billed as a guy's last name, Mayweather, versus a guy's first name, Canelo? That tells me all I need to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell me, oh, he's a power puncher. Oh, he's going to put combinations together. Well, nobody knows who this dude is. Most people don't, at least not unless you're a very devout boxing fan. And he doesn't even deserve the billing of having his last name listed next to Mayweather.
I never even heard of him before the fight.
Me either.
Didn't even know who he was. I'm not ashamed to say it. I mean, I'm like, Mayweather who?
It's just another great disappointment for the country of Mexico.
Well, the other thing is, it's a huge disappointment for boxing in general. It's a huge negative for boxing that doesn't need it. They're already fighting for credibility. But again, really, Mayweather's bad for boxing in a lot of ways because he is a tactician. He is boring.
Yeah.
And he's like 1,000 paper cuts, and that's how he puts you out. And it's not fun for people who want to see UFC fights.
And unfortunately, it works. And everyone's fallen in love
no
with
argument.
The blood and the gore and the takedowns and the crushing a guy's skull in that watching a guy jab for 12 rounds isn't any fun anymore.
No, there is an art to it. They call it the sweet science for a reason. It's pretty amazing. But what's going on with you guys?
Man, we're just same old, same old. We're working on a really big project right now. I'm excited to announce it. We'll talk about it on the show in the upcoming weeks. But some really big things in our future. Big things. We're about to. Epic Health is about to do some big things with a really large medical group in town, and I can't really get into it much more than that. But we're gonna try and change the face of men's health.
Is this a partnership?
Here you are, being the journalist you are. But yes, it will be a partnership.
And here you are, not being Dave Gearhart. You're answering.
Oh boy.
Boom. Yes, it is going to be a partnership, and it's going to be a big deal for Arkansas, big deal for Little Rock, big deal for men. And
we still have free testing.
We will, and to a much higher level and higher degree.
How does that work? I just walk in and say, hey, I want a blood test.
You do. You come in, walk in the front door, and say, you know what, I'd like a free screening, and we're going to do a PSA, total testosterone, free testosterone, and we'll call you in 4 or 5 days and let you know what the results were. And if you're a candidate for therapy, we actually have you come back in and do a confirming lab draw. So everything we do is very medicinal, and it's very by the book. And what we're really trying to create, in kind of the tease of our big thing, is we're trying to create the men's health practice. You know, you have women have OBs and gynecologists to go to their whole life. What do men have? Nothing. Yeah. We only go to a doctor when we're sick or when we're hurt.
Or most guys I know don't go to a doctor when they're sick or when they're hurt.
That's right.
You just come on the radio and cough.
You look great to me, though, Wally. All right, we got to take a time out. I hear the music. That means the top of the hour is coming up. In the next hour, we will talk with Matt Harris, if he remembers this week. Hopefully he does. And we will also visit with Jeff Long, the athletic.